Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Before I continue, if you want to support the podcast, you can through Patreon by going to patreon.com/CanadaX. Through there, we have multiple tiers that you can choose from in order to support the podcast, and every dollar you give helps keep the podcast going. Next to the Stanley Cup, no trophy is more respected and loved in Canada than the Grey Cup. It is a symbol of football dominance for our football teams, and winning the Grey Cup is a sense of pride for the city that wins the big game. There is a great deal of history to the Grey Cup, just like the Stanley Cup. So before we get to the Grey Cup theft, let's look at the history of the trophy itself. The trophy itself was commissioned in 1909 by Earl Grey, Canada's Governor General, who originally wanted it to be the trophy given to the country's senior amateur hockey championship. After the Allan Cup filled that void, Grey decided to make the trophy available to the Canadian Dominion Football Championship. The first Grey Cup would be won by the University of Toronto in 1909, and the team didn't receive the trophy to celebrate with until 1910. They kept the trophy for another 2 years, deciding they didn't have to return it until another team beat them for it, and that would finally happen in 1914. And the mishaps for the Grey Cup are many. In 1947, it was nearly destroyed in a fire at the Toronto Argonaut Rowing Club. While the office was destroyed, the Grey Cup was only slightly tarnished. In 1964, the Grey Cup was left at the hotel when the BC Lions went to the airport. The Grey Cup would also be broken by the Edmonton Eskimos in 1987, the Toronto Argonauts in 1991, and Edmonton once again in 1993. The story, though, that we're talking about takes place in 1969, when the Grey Cup was stolen. In the 1969 CFL season, the Ottawa Roughriders would face the Saskatchewan Roughriders, yes, same name, in the 57th Grey Cup in the first Grey Cup game ever played on a Sunday. This game was held in Montreal for the first time since 1931, and Ottawa would emerge victorious on November 30th, defeating Saskatchewan 29-11. Ottawa would not get long to celebrate with the cup. On December 20, 1969, the cup was stolen from Ottawa at Lauzon Park Clubhouse for the team. This wasn't the first time the cup was stolen. It was stolen by pranksters in 1967 from the Hamilton Tiger Cats before being abandoned 3 days later. This was clearly a harmless prank, rather than a theft motivated by monetary needs. A ransom demand was then put forward by the thieves, but the CFL refused to pay it. If the Stanley Cup went missing, it seems as though people would have been up in arms, but the Grey Cup evoked a shrug and nonchalant attitude from those involved. League officials noted that the Grey Cup had priceless sentimental value, but that as a trophy it was only valued at about $50. The league also promised that either the Grey Cup would be back or they'd have a replica made for the 1970 Grey Cup game. Two Toronto companies offered to donate a silver copy, but the league executive instead chose to hope for the return of the original. A few months later, the trophy would turn up on February 16, 1970, in a storage locker at the Royal York Hotel in Toronto. An anonymous telephone call told Detective Sergeant Lennox of the Metro Police Emergency Task Force that he could find the key in the lock in a payphone booth at Dundas and Parliament Streets. It is likely the thieves had hoped for money, but only got indifference in return. When it was recovered, George Fulton, CFL Secretary Treasurer, would state, "We don't want it swiped again." When the police turned it over to the CFL, the spot where it would have said Ottawa Roughriders instead had a sticker that said Metro Police ETF as a joke from the detectives. In response, Fulton would state, "If the game ends in a tie, we may give it to them." Of course, the Grey Cup can't end in a tie, but the thought was there. As for the thieves, they were never caught. The CFL decided to not let something like this happen again. The CFL would announce that a replica cup would be commissioned so that a stand-in could be used in certain circumstances. In the November 28, 1970 Grey Cup game in Toronto, the 58th Grey Cup, the rescued trophy would be won by the Montreal Alouettes, who defeated the Calgary Stampeders 23-10. Now the Grey Cup would be stolen once more, in 1997, when Toronto kicker Mike Vanderjagt left it at a bar, but this was thankfully recovered the next day. Information for this comes from Wikipedia, CFL.ca, The Globe and Mail, Torontoist, Avenue Calgary, and 100 Grey Cups. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you did, please leave a rating and review. Again, you can support the podcast by going to patreon.com/CanadaX, and you can email me any questions you have at CanadianHistoryX@gmail.com. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.